It's Friday morning. It's time for a furry friend of the week. And we, again, will feature a local furry friend who needs a forever home, as they say. We'll tell you where you can get a good look at Gregory this morning, momentarily. All brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. The Mason Jar, right there in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. Here to tell us about Gregory is Val Boland. She's the volunteer coordinator for the Berrien County Animal Control. And on the horn with us here this morning. Val, how are you? Everything all right over there?
Oh, I'm so good. It's going to warm up one day, and I'm going to be happy about it.
That one day, if the forecast holds, will be Monday, if you like 70 degrees. So
that works for me.
That's the plan for now. So, you know, but as we know, that can change. So everything's good on the home front. Is that where you're calling from? Is that where I heard all of that noise in the background when I called?
Yeah. I'm actually at the shelter right now with all of our furry little friends and our cutie patooties.
So that was just a welcoming committee that I was hearing when you picked up the phone.
Yeah, it's breakfast time, so everybody's hungry.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, that makes sense to me. So you're there, and so you're in close proximity to Gregory. Is he there with you?
He's not there with me, but I did go and say hello to him. But it is breakfast time, and he was not going to miss out on that. So he is eating right now.
I've always admired and complimented you guys on the names that you come up with the animals that that need homes. Now, how does a dog get a name like Gregory? I mean, not Greg, but Gregory, the formal version of Greg. Where did that come from? Do you know?
Right. Well, Gregory, if you actually look at his picture, it looks like he's wearing a tuxedo. So, James Bondy version, but he's also real chonky. So, we had to find a name that suited both the elegantness and then the chonky side. So Gregory is what we came up with.
So, he's like a fat Elvis, but instead of Elvis, we're thinking Gregory Peck.
There you go. I like it.
So like the later unfit years of Gregory Peck, and that's who we're that's who we're thinking about with this young man who needs a home. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right. We got the visual. Tell me about Gregory.
Well, Gregory is 105 pounds of love and chillness.
That's a chunk right there, huh?
Yeah, chunk is the perfect word to describe this dog. We do estimate Gregory to be more on the senior side of things, so 8 to 9 years old. However, it is a little hard to tell his weight because his energy level is real low because he has 105 pounds to carry around. So we're not real sure if he's, you know, an older guy or just a bigger guy. So
this guy coming into the 105 pounds, not likely a stray then, was he?
Surprisingly, yes, he was.
Wow.
A stray. Not surprisingly, he was real easy to catch.
Where did you find him? Behind Popeyes?
just eating a pizza, hanging out, offered to share some.
That's hilarious. That is unusual that, you know, because normally when you think of strays, you know, they're out there fending for themselves and not necessarily putting on the pounds. But, hey, maybe that's just his physical stature, right? He's a big boned dog, huh?
Sure. Yep. That's exactly it.
All right. We'll go with that. I hope he doesn't mind us having a little fun at his expense.
As long as you give him some nachos afterwards, he's good to go.
There you go. All right. So he likes, despite his stature, he likes to move and exercise and go with you and that kind of thing, huh?
Well, fun fact, he actually does not like to move or exercise or go for a walk, but he does love food, and he likes it if the end goal is food.
I got you.
So if you take him for a ride and go to McDonald's, that's a winner. If you take him for a walk, you better bring some treats because he might stop in the middle of it and go, "That's enough.
Yeah,
I'm good."
And if you're out at out of ways, that's not something you're going to want to have pick up and carry back home.
Yes. But in all seriousness, Gregory does need to lose some weight in order to be a healthy dog. So while we do crack jokes about, giving him lots of food, he really should watch his weight and his diet. So we are looking for a family that will be committed to that to help Gregory have a long life. But we will not be mad if you sneak him in a couple bites of pizza here and there.
Yeah, and he certainly won't be mad either, apparently.
No. He's very polite about it, though. He'll sit there and he'll just stare at you until you give him something to eat. So it's very sweet.
Yeah, well, that's better than, there's some dogs, including dogs that I've had down through the years, who are jumping up or trying to jump up in your lap when you're at the dinner table or, actually in your lap if you're in the recliner having some snacks. So if he's polite about it, that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And he's very sweet. He likes to talk to you a lot. It's always our joke that we have a couple barkers right now. And if you walk into the adoption room and you go, "Gregory," he'll bark back at you. So he definitely knows his name now. He'll definitely talk to you. So he's just a really funny little guy. Well, he's not little. Big guy.
All right. Where can we find some pictures of Gregory and get this whole thing started here so we can find a home for this guy?
Yeah, if you're looking to add Gregory to your couch, you can give us a call at 269-927-5648. Our shelter is located at 1400 South Euclid in Benton Harbor.
You guys aren't affected by all the construction out there, are you?
No, okay. Not yet. Uh-huh. I don't think we're going to be, but you never know.
Yeah.
But as of right now, our road is clear.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. All right.
Yeah, sure.
So people can come out and take a look. How are you working? Are you still working by appointment, or have we eased up on that? It's so hard to know anymore where we stand as far as pandemic protocol is concerned.
So we are working at appointment only, but we are in most cases able to bring everyone in the same day that they call. So we just have to make sure we're staggering people. So we don't have too many people in the building, but it hasn't been a problem as of yet. And Gregory will really appreciate some, he doesn't really like the outside, but he'll appreciate if you take him out and sit with him for a while. He'll like that.
How's the rest of the gang out there? How you doing as far as having space or not having space? Are you full up? Is kitten season in full swing? How's the general status out there at Berrien County Animal Control?
Yeah, we've started our kitten intake, so of course that is sometimes a little overwhelming. But we have some really great partner rescues and resources that we have been utilizing, so that way we don't have any itty bitty neonatal kittens in our system right now, which is fabulous. But we will have kittens available soon for adoption. But we have some great adult cats right now that are just friendly and happy, and they all get along, and it's just, they're really great cats. So if you're looking for a cat, now is definitely the time to come check them out.
One of the things that we found, or you guys found during the pandemic, was a sudden interest in adoptions and people wanting to have a companion when they were shut down at home. Has that trend continued? Has it eased up? How is that going?
I think it's eased up a little bit. What we're seeing more of is people going on vacation and finding the right time to adopt. So now that airports and hotels and cities are opening up, people are now waiting till after they go on vacation to adopt, which we encourage for sure.
Sure.
But there's also some great resources if you are thinking about going on vacation to either board your pet or have someone come to your house to look after it. So if you are going on vacation and you're considering adopting, don't let that stop you, but just make sure you plan ahead.
Is summertime the best time to adopt just because the more people are, if you're not taking vacations, more people are home and you can attend to a new pet more regularly and you can take care of the letting them outside and that kind of stuff better than you can in the winter? Or am I just making this up?
I think it kind of depends on your personality. If you're like me and you hate everything cold and snow, summer is the best time to adopt an animal because then you get to be outside with them. I think it just kind of depends on the type of animal you adopt and, kind of what you're looking for personality-wise. We live in Michigan, so you do have to adopt a four-season animal because we have all four seasons here, for sure.
Yeah, in the case of Gregory, those seasons are burgers, pizza, nachos.
and french fries.
This poor guy. is there anything else you guys need help with over there at Animal Control in the way of help or supplies or anything along those lines before we let you go and start your weekend?
Sure. I mean, we are always in need of kitten food. Like you said, we're definitely in kitten season now. There are kittens. So making sure they have the right nutrition and the proper nutrition is the best way to keep them around. So we're always looking for kitten food, any nipples, bottles, formula, anything like that. If you have extra blankets and stuff and towels at home, we certainly appreciate those as well.
Okay. And again, the facilities over on Euclid Avenue over off of, can you get there off of Napier? Why can't I picture that in my head now?
We're off of Napier right before Lake Michigan College.
There you go. All right. Again, the number to call, Val, if they want some more information on, anything in general, but this morning's case, Gregory particularly, how do they get a hold of you?
You bet. It's 269-927-5648.
Always a pleasure to talk with Val Boland, the volunteer coordinator for Berrien County Animal Control. And let's find a home with a well-stocked pantry for Gregory here. And do him right in his senior years here. Val, thank you. And have a great Friday and a good weekend. And we'll catch up later.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
It's 8:53 on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Furry Friend of the Week is a presentation of the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes on a weekly basis. They, of the Mason Jar, are right there in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. What? District. Local, organic, farm, fresh.